This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new ban on vaping in public spaces goes into effect this week in Aspen. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Last month, Aspen City Council approved an update to its Clean Air Act. It bans the use of vapes and e-cigarettes in all public areas where smoking is already prohibited. The city aims to protect public health, reduce secondhand exposure, discourage youth vaping, and prevent litter and fire risks. It applies in places like restaurants, shops, and offices. It'll be banned in indoor public places and outdoor events like festivals, markets, and parades. Aspen is known for its strict regulations on smoking. It was one of the first places in the state to adopt an indoor smoking ban and to lift the age of legal purchases to 21. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After 136 years, the historic Temple Aaron in Trinidad is slated to get a new metal roof this summer. KRCC, Shauna Lewis.
The red brick building, built in 1889, is Colorado's oldest continuously operating synagogue. A group of volunteers and historic preservation organizations worked to keep it from closing about a decade ago. Congregation President Neil Paul says the $500,000 project to replace the original roof is critical.
We're taking care of something that hopefully will be maintained and saved for future generations. That's our hope.
Paul says grants from several sources are helping fund the project, but they're still fundraising to cover the entire cost. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
South Metro Fire Rescue responded to a total of 195 calls related to fireworks this Independence Day. South Metro protects nearly 300 square miles across Arapahoe, Douglas, and Jefferson counties. This is CPR News in KRCC.